People always ask me what type of marketing we do at the practice to see on average 165 new patients each and every month. And I always say the same thing, reviews. And more importantly, I rank high on Google. You may have heard me talk in the past about how my practice's website and Google search ranking has been the most beneficial element to my practice's growth. Well, I've been happily working with the same marketing person for the past 4 years, and now you can too. Relevance Online Marketing will take you from non-existence to the top of the pack using their revolutionary approach to SEO and pay-per-click advertising. No contracts, no BS, and only the results that you can take to the bank. So if you are looking for a marketing company that gives your practice the attention and care it deserves, look no further than Relevance Online Marketing. Mention Dental Practice Heroes and get your first month free, risk-free, with absolutely no obligations. Relevance Online Marketing will take your online marketing from zero to hero. Go to relevanceonlinemarketing.com and set up a demo today. That's relevanceonlinemarketing.com and gear up for some real practice growth.
Sometimes you gotta go back to actually move forward. I don't mean all the way back to dental school. Let's face it, that was an awful experience. But when it's all said and done, you still have questions. That's what Paul and Justin are here for. To answer your questions as your dental business mentors.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another edition of Dental Business Mentors. We got Dr. B and Dr. E, the bacon and eggs and breaking and entering of dentistry. What's up, Justin?
Doing good, man. I am doing good. Feeling relaxed. Got a good day plan with the kids.
You look relaxed. You must have got a lot of sleep last night.
No.
Justin's been up since like 3:30 a.m. Had a nighttime intruder, a little three-year-old, so to wake him up. So
that's right, man.
But he does look relaxed. Maybe it's because he's getting ready to go back to bed. I don't know what it is. You look chill. I like it. So what do we got today?
This person's asking effectively is this, you know, recruitment and retention of team member issue going to be an ongoing thing? So they're obviously having trouble finding some team members like many of us, and they want to know what can be done about it. Can somebody help?
Yeah. And everybody struggled with it, with this. This is super popular. And even when I do my, my Get Real segment, I ask my guests, I said, what is the biggest problem at your practice? I can't tell you how many people have said recruiting and staff. It's just, that's how it is now. So how do we break through the clutter and how do we get somebody to come to our practice? It's almost like I remember back in the day when we would interview people and we're like, oh yeah, yeah, no, we got choices. Well, we'll let you know what you know. And now it's like, we're almost selling ourselves as practice owners, like trying to just pick me, please. So my experience is it's getting better, but it is nowhere near how it used to be. And what changed for us is that, and I'll just speak specifically for hygiene, I think that's one of the biggest thorns for a lot of people, is that what changed for us is that we had to go and change our ads and just increase the pay. I think it was just like we resisted this large wage increase for so long, and I got tired of occasionally we get an interview and then they take another job for like $2 more an hour. So we just increased the pay range on our ad, and we sponsored the hell out of it, Indeed. And it cost a lot, and I don't know if it was worth it. I don't have any idea. It just costs so much money to sponsor an ad when you're trying to get to the top of a pack. But increasing that wage on the ad really seemed to help for all the positions we were trying to fill. And I got to say, the other people we found have been friends of people that are already working at the practice. It's a challenge. And I know they have these recruiting firms out there. One of my buddies runs one for hygienists. He's found me two hygienists. That's been great. But I don't have the magic sauce for this one. I just think you've got to really have a nice product as far as like your website goes, because these people are going to check it out. And you got to really, when you get that application or that resume, you've got to follow up on that right away, and you got to get them in right away, and you got to strike while it's hot. It's a completely different market. And I think if you're really looking, it's time to start looking at a problem a lot of people have is like, I can't hire this person that's new and pay them the exact same amount as people that have been with me for a very long time. And I totally understand that. But I think the world we're living in now is just that the wages are getting compressed, where the entry level and the experienced, there's not as big of a spread with it. And it's unfortunate, but it's just the way it is. And I think you got to look at the opportunity cost of not having these people, because if your goal is to continue to expand, if your goal is to continue to cut days and have more of an associate driven practice, or just like fill your schedules, I mean, you need these people. And I think dentistry, what we bill is so profitable, is that the opportunity cost of not being able to produce dentistry because you're lacking team members is probably way worse than what you're going to pay somebody. So I've just kind of been attacking it lately, is that yes, our payroll has went up. We used to run about 24%. Right now we're running about 28, which I don't like looking at number, but we're trying to find other ways to make up for this increase in overhead by trying to like add lasers and add more, you know, sell more adult fluoride and, you know, stuff like that. But I couldn't operate it a way where we needed these people so bad, and we just couldn't get them to sign up. So I don't know, man. Justin, what's your solution in your neck of the woods? I mean, I'm sure it's the same by you.
Yeah, it's the same everywhere. I talked to a few clients in Florida this week, you know, one that's out in California, and then obviously we're in Washington State and a few people in between, right? And the consensus is, yeah, it's very challenging for me to find somebody. And when I do find somebody, it's becoming more challenging to retain them. Obviously, there are two different issues, right? Recruitment's one issue, retention's another. I'm going to talk about them in reverse order. If you can find somebody and they're the right candidate, the right fit, you bring them on board, and over 90 days, your goal is to retain them. Well, one, if they've represented themselves accurately, and it's not a them thing, it's a I'm going to focus on you factors. Let's just assume they're great at their job and you're pleased you hired them. Well, you're going to have to train them up. You're going to have to build a relationship with them. You're going to make sure that you're incorporating them into your company culture. And, you know, if you have one in your practice. So I think it's important to recognize that retention piece is typically breaks down into a few. It's what, am I being fairly and equitably compensated? Do I like the people I work with? Those are like two major things. And then you can start going into things like they're transparent about the direction of the company. I have room for growth and improvement, et cetera. But the first two are, am I paid well? Do I feel like it's fair? And do I like the people I work with? If you can check off those two boxes, you'll probably retain a lot more team members, right? On the other side of that is the recruitment piece. So we're doing all the same things you just mentioned, right, Paul? Like there's no magic pill or solution here. You know, you got to go out there and you got to keep ads out there constantly in order to bring people in. Now, obviously for hygienists, you know, and it really depends on the size of your group. But obviously for hygienists, you can't go and just find anybody to train them up to become a hygienist. You can do that for an administrative team member. And in some states, you could actually start your own RDA training program and take someone off the street, put them through that. Now they're an RDA. Those are all possibilities depending on where you're at. But I think the common way is just to keep the ads out, make sure you're compensating them very well overall. And the sad part there is that not everyone can compete with these increased wages. So, you know, they'll give the wage, but then they're in the hole because their practice was not super profitable to begin with. So, you know, I think if you use small measures, like let's say you take somewhere between 3 to 3.3 times a hygienist's wage, and you take that number, let's just use something simple like 150, right? If they were to bill 150 an hour, then generally there's going to be some profit in that model. If they bill $130 an hour or $100 an hour and they're being paid $50 an hour, well, that's not going to be profitable. And so if you look at things from that perspective, you know, that's part one. The second way to look at it is look at your profit and loss statements and where your staff wages are today. You know, can you afford to continue to do this? Now, what are you going to do? You're going to go without team members? No. So you're going to probably have to bite the bullet anyway and pay whatever those local wages are. And then your goal becomes to be a good operator and grow your practice. You're not going to lower the floor on that. So you have to raise the roof, right? You got to get after it and grow the practice. So that's how I'm seeing it now. You can use outside of the box solutions too that aren't common, right? But they should be tried. You should outsource certain tasks. You know, the key with outsourcing is you have to find a reputable company that has you know, little turnover within their organization as well. And so you're not continuing to retrain people. And then you need to find someone there that's competent and then train them up like you would your own team member. You got to meet with them like you would your own team member. Like outsourcing doesn't mean just like set it and forget it, right? It means all of the things I just described. And so if you treat them like an extension of your team and you grow them, we've done this. I've done this a number of times. We've also started our own, you know, small call center to deal with some of our practices historically as well. And so if you have a training program in place and you can, if you have a way to train people up, well, you can take just anybody and have them work up front in your practice, right? That's one piece of it. But now you have to use those same skills and train the folks that you've outsourced to. So my suggestion is look at outsourcing certain things. You can outsource accounts receivable or rev cycle in general. You can outsource administrative tasks like confirmations, new patient calls, recare and reactivation, unscheduled treatment, insurance verification, you know, these sorts of things can be outsourced. And that way you need fewer people in the practice. And in this case, you're not taking jobs away because there's just no one applying for them. So outsourcing that is probably another solution to consider.
What do you think about, like, say you've got this front desk employee and she's great with the keyboard, she's great with her hands, and you just take your own dental license and you scan it and change the name to hers and make her a hygienist. Can we do that?
Yeah, probably in a few different countries around the world, but not around here.
So you don't recommend counterfeiting dental licenses. That's not the solution, everybody.
You see the odd person in the paper. They get, but yeah. You know, there are like the national news. Someone gets busted for doing dentistry in their basement.
Like, how do they get?
It's wild,
looks,
man.
Looks legit. Imagine.
Yeah.
It was in his basement. It looked legit. All right. Send in your questions, info@dentalbusinessmentor.com, and check out www.dentalbusinessmentor.com. $179 a month. No obligation, no contract, month to month. Learn, 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 and grow. All right. We will talk to you next time.